Good morning again, my friends. This is David Spall from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, before I get going today, I would like to wish any World War II veterans that are listening today a solemn D-Day, remembering that freedom is not free and your generation will never, ever be forgotten. Okay, more this week as we continue to look at Made Unto Us Sanctification. Earlier we saw that the moment, the very nanosecond that we are born again, or as Jesus said, birth from above when he was talking to Nicodemus in John 3:3, there is introduced life in us. Wow. A life from above that is not, repeat, not of our natural man. The presence of Christ in us automatically, now listen, creates a division between the natural and spiritual life. Thus, can we see that if Christ is being formed in us, that this separation is going to grow all the more. And as he is formed in us, Galatians 4:19, we will inwardly realize Jesus Christ, and we will be able then to discern what is not of Christ, but what is of ourselves and of the world. And we will be able to renounce then ourselves and the world and then begin to lose our life in more and more practical and simplistic ways. As Christ is formed in a person, that person more and more becomes focused on Christ. I mean, how could it be otherwise? They are made free by the truth. The result will never be a greater obsession with ourselves. Oh no. My friend, rather, it will have the issue of ourselves settled, and we will agree with Paul, you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. We will realize that there is nothing that God is doing that is based of anything about us. And as we come into this realization of Christ, more and more, the fussing over ourselves will be gradually die and just fall away. Wow. Now, here's where we get a clue as to how Christ comes to made manifest through a human being. It is not, repeat, not because that human being follows a list of Christian character traits or rules and tries to work them into their system. Nor is it because the Christian prays five times a day, gives time to whatever, pays tithes and gives offerings, reads the Bible morning, noon, and night, helps the pastor, cuts the grass, shines the chandeliers. No. Now, these things, they can be good, but these are not, repeat, not the way that Christ manifests himself through mankind. Rather, it happens if, remember the most important word in the Bible, if we learn to abandon ourselves and leave ourselves alone in the finished work of Christ and focus by faith upon him. In other words, if we want to be fruitful, we have to abide in him. Those who manifest Christ the most are the ones who are aware of it the least. Let me say that again. Those who manifest Christ the most are the ones who are aware of it the least. And you can quote me on that. And those that are trying to manifest Christ through religion and things like that, the most are usually those who do so the least. That's right. They do it the least. And you can quote me on that one too. And why? Well, because of the divine spiritual principle that we must lose in order to find. Wow, we must lose in order to find. Most Christians do not think in terms of losing. Oh no, we want to add to ourselves, add to our churches, add to our ministries, add to our denominations. The more the merrier. Well, not so in God. The more we lose in God of ourselves and of our love for the world, John 2:15, love not this world nor the things in it, the more room is now in our heart for God. So we grow in God by losing. Let me say that again. We grow spiritually in God, not by taking to ourselves, but by losing. The more we lose of ourselves in the world, the more room we have for God to fill us with more of him and his things. Now, I know this message is not taught in most churches. Oh no. The message that is usually taught is, let's get to work. Do more in 24. I heard a pastor recently say this, do more in 24, trying to fire up his church. Well, no, that is wrong, my friend. Lose more in 24. Then we'll be able to become what God wants in our lives by Him filling us with His strength and His abilities so we can see Christ in us, which is the core of Christianity, and the forming of Christ in us is the purpose that emerges from Him. Let me say that again. Christ in us is the core of Christianity, and the forming of Christ in us is the purpose that emerges from Him. The result is that we be conformed to the image of His that will be God's Son, Romans 8:29. But again, take a look at the meaning of the word translated conformed. It means formed together with. In other words, we are not formed or shaped so that we look like Jesus Christ. Rather, until Christ has been formed, and then we are adjusted and we're altered through God's dealing and judgments such that we are formed with Him. After all, a holy God does not want to be joined or cemented, and the word there, form, means to any unholy child, so that He, God, will tell us in 1 Peter 1:16, be ye holy, and God means it, for I am holy. Wow. And He is God, and God helps us with becoming holy. Together we plan our lives, that God strengthens us with might. Ephesians 3:16, and the inward man, to have the courage and boldness to say no to this world and to ourselves. But please take note, we cannot be formed together according to Christ within us as long as we are alive and functioning in our old life. We cannot continue owning ourselves. Our mind, our heart, and our will must be conformed by His, that's God's Spirit, in us. Wow. Our mind, our heart, and our spirit must be worked on by the Holy Spirit and conformed by Him. Broken, if you would have, through the work of Christ on the cross. Then His life can flow through us and be seen, not because we are practicing religion, oh no, but because He is now our life. He is our life. If we are broken of our own will or have lost our lives, then in an unconscious way, we will manifest Christ to the world. And why? Well, we will be abiding in Him. Thus, projecting the evidence of Him is coming out of us. This will happen not because God bypasses, but rather through it. But God begins to work in us, and His nature and character will come out of us. You know, Watchman Nee, said this. He said, the broken alone are useful to God, and that is true. A person in whom Christ dwells is whom Christ is being formed in. Let me say that again. A person in whom where Christ dwells is a person where Christ is being formed in. And who is being formed together with Christ? That person will manifest the life of Christ out from them to the world. This, my friend, is sanctification, and yet it is not us. It is through us. Paul in Galatians 2:20 summarizes, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave His life for me. Wow. Gave His life for me. More next week on Made Unto Us Sanctification. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that and praying that you're getting this, and that I'm just not flapping my gums, for I know that this message is going out, and I know if you adhere to this message and if you move away from religion and church activities and all of that stuff and you begin to take this deeper understanding into your heart, it will change your life. And you will be a Christian, a true Christian that God can use. God bless. Talk to you all next week. Amen.